Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am... It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me.
Hello. Welcome to episode 25. I can't hardly believe it. But it's great to have you along with me this morning for this particular run. Today is... let's see, the 20th of October. It is Tuesday morning. It's about 6:15. And I think we're ready to go. Watch tells me that we're good to run, so. And it has turned cool, very cool for us, for just yet. It's 38 degrees right now, heavy frost. This will be the third morning in a row that I'm going to have to warm the car up and scrape the windshield, which is not terribly unusual, but it is below regular temperatures. For the last several days, it's actually, we've had a couple days in where the high didn't get out of the 40s. Had a couple days where it was in the 50s and rainy. All of that within the last week or so. Although, of course, race day was perfect. Cooler than normal by about 15 degrees. Good morning, CJ.
I caught a putty cat.
There's my friend.
I did call a putty cat.
But it's actually been cooler than typical for this time of year. But that's all right. Things are changing. Whereas the high yesterday was 62 and it was beautiful. Today's supposed to be up, I believe it's 76. And then it's going to be in the 70s tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Don't know about Sunday. But anyway, this is my first time back on the road since the race. I wanted to go yesterday, but something told me I just needed to rest, so I slept in. And today we're looking to go 35, maybe 40 minutes, easy. Matter of fact, I might be going a little bit too hard now. I haven't had any what I would consider long-term ill effects from the race. As I mentioned, I think, last episode, my quads were a bit sore, but not to the point that they really bothered me that much as far as getting around. This kitten, yeah, you don't need to run out here because you'll get hurt. Yeah, these old cars. Yeah, go back to the house. This kitten, it grew up at the house of the cat that was killed that I have referenced two or three times. She is running with me. Come on. Psst. I've never seen anything like it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. She will not leave. Come on. You don't need to follow me. Go. Chasing me. No, go back home. think she's finally stopped. That is so strange. Now she's coming around the corner. I just turned the corner. Stop sign and a cat is after me. And here comes a car. Maybe she'll get back home now. Wow. Okay, I don't see her, so I wasn't expecting that this morning. When I ran by first time and I stopped and petted the kitten, and I thought, yeah, she does that. Then I started to run. I turned the first corner, and here comes a cat running beside me. And I stop, and I keep going. And the cat literally is running beside me like she's my dog on a leash. Oh, I tell you, we have some crazy animals in our neighborhood. Oh, but I've never had a cat to run with me like that. What was I talking about? Woo! I think my brain is frozen this morning. I don't know if you can envision this picture, a cat chasing me like that, just keeping up pace with me like she's running with me. It's a pretty funny picture. What was I saying? I'm going up the first of the two hills, and this is not, this hill's not terrible, but it's a pretty good one. I think I was talking about the ill effects of the race, my quads. I've heard people who have run marathons talk about not being able to walk, or having to walk upstairs backwards after the race and things like that. Well, that's a marathon. But for this race, when I got done and we went to eat, my legs were, as we sat there at the restaurant, my legs were aching like crazy. And I was giving myself a good morning. I'm actually recording. If you think I'm talking to myself, I do a podcast. I'm not crazy yet. But anyway, as I sit there, I was massaging my legs at the restaurant because they were killing me. And then I ate a little something and took some Tylenol and started feeling better. Since then, they really haven't bothered me, but I didn't run yesterday because I just didn't really feel like I was quite there yet. But I still, as I reflect on the race, being 2 or 3 days out from it now, some things that I would point out. It has just enamored in my brain the fact that we can do whatever we want to do if we just set our minds to it. And it's enamored in my brain more and more that if you take your time in anything and work at it, you can accomplish almost anything. It is possible. And but anyhow, it's reminded me of that. And those are lessons not only just for running, but those are life lessons as well. And something that you can take to the bank, because I think running is really more than just about pounding the pavement and keeping yourself fit. It is about life lessons. It's about learning about ourselves. It's about learning what our limitations are. We were watching this show on Science Channel that I taped last night. Taped it earlier. Watched a couple episodes. One was on our bones, and the other was on our sensory ability to sense things, particularly skin. And basically the way the program was presented was, for whatever point, significant major point they were trying to make, they had a true life story. And they used 3D graphics to reiterate what was going on. And of course they had actors playing the parts of these people. Had one story where this guy was rock climbing with a friend, and where they were was known to be fairly unstable, the face of the cliffs. And so this one guy started to slip a little bit, and he dug his hands into the crack around top of the rock, sort of catch himself, and when he did, what they estimate to be 1,200 pounds broke free. And this huge stone comes loose, topples him over on his back. He's on downgrade. He starts sliding. And this stone that should have crushed his body, he's holding it off as he's sliding. And of course, I talked about the adrenaline kicking in and how that thigh muscle, for instance, can withstand almost a ton of pressure before it snaps, etc. But as he's sliding back, he's nearing the edge. His head literally goes over the edge. And at the last possible moment, he musters his strength and he pushes this 1,200 pound piece of rock literally over the top of his head. Puts his hands down to stop his descent, and of course, he survives. He's bloodied. His, I think his shoulder might have been dislocated. He's in agony and pain after it's over. But they were talking about how their bodies are designed for flight or fight when we need it. And then there was another story about wildfires in California. A sheriff's deputy was going to an area to warn some people. And after he had told them to get in their vehicles and follow him out, this huge wall of fire, he can see it coming just behind the house, not quite to where they are. And so he immediately begins to sprint toward his vehicle. And this guy, you know, they showed the real people as well. They weren't doing the reenacting, but they did show them. And this guy, he was not heavy, but it's obvious he didn't do much running. But he was able to sprint with a speed of world-class sprinter, sort of like Bolt from Jamaica. Man, that guy's incredible, is he not? I like to watch sprints, even though I, you know, like long distances myself to run. I love to watch those sprinters. He sprints. He gets to the car, gets in it, he gets away. He survives so that he can come back. In literally a couple minutes, people have all jumped in a pool and he gets them out. But they said your body, when you get in those situations, you have about 4 seconds to of just superhuman speed, the fight or flight mechanism, whatever you want to call it, kicks in. And they talked about this lady who fell 60 feet in a remote area, dislocated her hip, broke her thigh bone in two, crushed her knee, had lacerations, serious ones, but how her brain went in and was able to cut off the nerve receptors to that pain so that she literally didn't feel it, because your brain knows that in that particular circumstance, in order to save herself, it was more necessary that she not have the pain. It would be a distraction. She was obvious. She knew that she was injured. And so the brain shuts off that pain, and she was able to care for the major knee laceration and pull herself through water and everything else over a period of 2 days to get where she needed to get. And as soon as they picked her up, she said that they interviewed her. They said as soon as she picked her up, they picked her up, put her in the cage, lift her out with a chopper. Immediately, she said the pain hit her like a brick wall. And she described it as excruciating. So bad she wanted to pass out. But yet it didn't happen for 2 days because her brain suppressed it because it knew that survival depended on her not having to deal with that. I tell you, that's pretty amazing. I just sit there, and literally, if you watch something like that with me, I sit there going, wow, that's incredible. Scripture says our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made, or we are. As I sit there, I was just amazed that, wow, yeah, we are. Our Creator certainly gives us what we need to survive, but also to move beyond that, He gives us what we need to excel as well. And they did touch on that just a bit, that not only can we survive, but we can excel. Speaking of excelling, I think that's what the running is all about. Over time, you can do what you hope to do and want to do, if you can remain healthy and use good common sense as you go about it. So, just give you real quick where things are with me and what we hope to do in the next little while as we continue on this 40-minute run together. By the way, did I tell you? Glad to have you along with me. Appreciate you being here. It means a lot more when you, I know that you're going to be running with me. It really does. I feel like you're already here, and that makes it worth it. But anyway, ended up with the race running, I believe it was just under 21 miles last week. Plan to run 40 today, next Tuesday. Plan to run an hour, maybe Thursday. Then over the weekend, probably Saturday, run 90 minutes. You're supposed to give yourself 1 day for every mile of a race. So that means I've got 2 weeks to recover. So I'm not pushing it. And today, we're definitely not running terribly fast. I'm feeling a little bit of soreness in my left groin, but nothing unusual. Just a part of the aches and pains of running 13 miles at race speed. For me, what's race speed? But anyway, that's what we're planning to do this week. There's a race coming up at the end of this month, October 31st. The High Point Community Theater sponsors a race then, same as the one they did back in April, but they've moved it because April conflicted with something else. I'm not sure what, but so they're moving it to the end of October. I thought about running it, but I don't know. Sometimes I think I just want to chill out and rest. I've run quite a few races through the summer, so I don't know if I'll run that one or not. If I can pick one up November, December, I might do that, but or I may run it. I don't know. We'll let you know. So, I would be curious to see especially by then it will be 2 weeks. Am I rested to race again? It will be interesting tonight. So I'm not sure about that. I want to slowly build the speed back up to speed, build the distance back up to 25 to 30 miles a week there in that ballpark, and hold that until I begin training for the marathon first week of December. I got to thinking about it. This marathon, it's on March 20th. All the training going to be done in the dead of winter when it's our coldest. We get well below freezing at night during those months. The days continue to be a little bit short, although when we go off of Eastern Standard Time, or Daylight Savings Time rather, here in a couple more weeks, it'll be light now, whereas at the moment it's dark. I can see Mars straight ahead. The light is just starting to come up over the edge of the woods as I'm running through the townhomes, and I can see Mars just as clear as day, just as bright can be. And I see no other stars, just Mars. I could make a poem out of that. But anyhow, that's where we are. I think what I'm going to do is wind this one up and bring you back in a little later in the week and see how we're feeling then. But I think as far as from the race, I'm muscles, all that, I'm feeling okay. But at the moment, I'm beginning to tell that I'm still a little bit fatigued from the effort. But I know that's going to improve with each day that goes by.
Thank you.
There's something special about 25, is there not? I don't know if when you turn 25 if that's a big deal. But I know 25th wedding anniversaries, 25 years of the business, all those things are significant. So I guess 25 episodes is significant. Been doing this for 6 months. That's what it marks. It marks the completion of a stage of a new passion that I have, connected to an older passion that's been refound or reborn. Older passion of running, which has been reborn in my life, has now been connected with a new passion of podcasting, sharing with you. Move my mic, that might help things a bit. Hope you enjoyed that musical interlude. I had wanted to play something different for this episode, and so I thought, well, why not use the entire theme music? Pretty cool. Roger Subirana at Jamendo.com. His music's pretty cool. That was Point of No Return. And I wasn't going to choose it for the theme music. I actually had picked something by John Williams from Magnatune initially. Sort of a feel-good guitar instrumental, country-ish, western-ish a little. And Cindy heard the Roger Subirana music. She made that recommendation. And now, I don't know, even when I hear it, bits of it, I always hear the words, welcome to the 20 Minute Runner podcast, etc., etc. So anyway, check out Roger's music. If you haven't, download it for free. There's a link at the blog. Whew. All right, if my breathing sounds different, it's because this is a different run. We finished the one that you were just going with me on, and now we are through the magic of editing. Move up from Tuesday to Saturday, and we're on the weekly long run. Let me tell you, it's feeling pretty long. Planning to go 90-92 minutes, just get back into the long run. And unlike last Saturday, perfect race conditions. Today has turned humid. It was 70. When I left the house at 7:05, it was 70 degrees on October 24th. Can you believe that? Last week for the race was in what, the low 50s, I believe. And we've had frost 3 times. But today's a different story. Actually, it's been a little warmer the last couple days. But tonight it's supposed to drop back into the, I think, upper 40s maybe. And then the next several nights will be more seasonable. Upper 40s. Highs, low to mid 60s. Whereas yesterday got up to 76 or 7. But having said that, I'm struggling a bit with this. Not as bad as some runs where I feel like I struggle, but just, it's one of those that I know I need to make, but I'll be glad when it's over. I'm sure you've had those kind of runs. Forget racing, the running. If you just make it through that run, you'll be satisfied. But I believe those are the ones where you're really if it's scheduled in and you've rested, even if you don't feel good while you're running, that's when you're putting gas in the tank for later. Okay, I've got a few seconds here. We were running south before I make a left turn. It has been windy. A couple of gusts. Felt like they were going to blow me off the road. So we'll be turning up here, and I think that'll help it. But as we work toward the end of this particular show, if the wind's a problem, just realize it won't stay that way, I don't think. Okay. Now we're turning, it should improve. Still got the mic clipped under my cap instead of on my shirt. And we have, as far as I can tell, practically eliminated the rubbing noise sometimes I would have on my shirt. Yesterday was such a beautiful day, and Cindy and I were gonna go see, is it called Amelia? About Amelia Earhart. I only saw it advertised once, and I'm not into the romantic movies so much, but I'm familiar with that story. And the movie looked like it would be really good. I think Richard Gere plays in it, and the actress in it is supposed to be some famous Oscar-nominated or Oscar-nominated and F1 an Oscar person. But frankly, I probably don't go to 3 movies a year. I don't know why. A lot of them come out that I would like to see, particularly the sci-fi movies. Although some of them are too gory or too out there that just doesn't interest me. But I love fantasy. I read a lot of fantasy as well. Lord of the Rings. I read the books, including The Hobbit, before movies ever came out, before I even knew the movies were coming out. Great books. Movies almost did justice to the books. But anyway, we were going to go to a movie, and sitting at breakfast yesterday morning, Sammy called me, and he said that they were coming up to Greensboro, he and his wife and their daughter, to visit Austin. Of course, he's moved into an apartment at UNCG. He's working over there, applying for graduate schools, but we'll be there through the next several months. So they're coming up to visit. Might be the first time since he's moved from Winston to the apartment. And he said, hey, you know what? People got together when we come back through. All the way to Biltmore. This was yesterday. I spent last night there to tour it today, I guess. Maybe it was yesterday. Said they'd be back in Greensboro late tonight. And I said, sure. So I think what we're going to do is, after church tomorrow, they're going to come. We'll go to church and then get together and eat. And we may have them over for, come by the house, make some coffee. Eat a cookie. I gotta get a little bit of water here. I tell you, this is a hard run. Whoa. Hot water again. That I do not forget it. Let me try something different. There we go. So, they're going to do that. In light of that, Cindy and I decided to go ahead and work on the yard. So we pulled up all of her flowers that were dead, which is practically all of the annuals. Trimmed all my crepe myrtles, which quite a task. We started out with two. I had a neighbor that his daughter backed her truck up, lost control, went in our yard, and tore up one of my original two crepe myrtles when we moved here 8 years ago. 7 years ago, I guess. That we've been in the house anyhow. And a week or so, I didn't know who did it, what happened. Finally, they made her come over and apologize, and they gave us a couple of hanging plants. This was several years ago. Well, crepe myrtle died, and I dug it up, you know, with some dirt on it. Took it around, put it under the steps of my deck. Forgot it. Even though every time I'd walk in the backyard, I could see it. I don't remember what time of year that was, but when spring rolled around, several months later, at least several months, the thing had shoots on it off the root, probably 6 or 8 inches. Main part was dead, but roots had grown, basically grown a new plant. So I thought, well, come spring I'll set it out. And so I went back to where I had set it out originally, and lo and behold, what was left of the roots there have also grown, or had grown, and formed another plant. So I had two out of one. So I took the original root that had started again, planted it in an entirely different place, and over the few years we've been living there, the crepe myrtle keeps sprouting, and inevitably I'll dig up a new plant, that same one. And now I've got 7 or 8 in my yard, and I'm not planting any more, but they're all doing well. Crepe myrtles are tough, you can't kill them hardly. And but the thing has created, that one that was killed, supposedly killed, has created 5 or 6 more. And actually a couple that I've just thrown in the woods because I figured they might bloom, or root rather. I also took my bird feeders. We had sunflower seeds originally, which the birds seem to really enjoy. Maybe getting some wind here. Passing a truck behind the shopping center where they, where the grocery store is as well, idling. The birds have, we've been feeding the birds sunflower seeds, and we ran out. Got some mixed seed, had sunflower and everything else. And while they were eating bird food like crazy, the sunflower seeds, they haven't touched the other much. So basically I took and got rid of all of it and washed out the feeders. Cindy and I bought some more sunflower seed last night, so we'll fill that up today. And then my peppers, I pulled up the 2 cayenne plants, 2 jalapeno plants, and I've got enough for another bottle of pepper vinegar with the cayenne. Jalapenos, I could do a really small jar, like a half a pint maybe. So we'll see how that goes. But we got everything cleaned up. This week, that means basically I've only run 2 days, which is okay. We're gonna end up with probably maybe 14 miles, which is also okay. And this coming week, we will hope to more or less get up to speed. I would expect we would get into 23, 24 mile territory at least. Maybe a couple more. But today I'm making it. A little bit of a difficult run, but not too bad. Let me say thank you to the emails that I received. Your kind words about my time and performance at the race. Half marathon, I appreciate it. several of you emailed me and just said, wow, that's a good time, and you really beat your goal, so, and I did. So thank you for that very much. I think I'm paying for it now, though. Got to thinking about it, almost exactly 1 week ago right now, we were running the half, getting ready for it anyway in the next hour or so, so we're that close to when we run it. And I remember, say you need a day for every mile you race, I believe that's about right. So that means by next weekend, I should be back to speed. I also wanted to tell you that while I was thinking about running some races or race in the next week or two, that's out. Not going to do it. As George Bush, first President Bush would have said, not going to do it. I just don't believe it got it in me. Am I going to be okay? Sure. But it's just a part of the process. If I don't feel significantly stronger next week, I'd be surprised. Now, I feel better than I did early in the week as far as being able to run and go a longer distance. So I know I'm getting there. It's just I'm not up to running any tempo, not up to running any speed work intervals, whatever. Just to push my legs a little bit, I'm not even into that. We're just into getting that time in, which today is 92 minutes. Hope your week's going well. Again, I thank you for listening. If you could go to iTunes, give me some stars and comments, I would appreciate it. Something that Nigel brought up, recent episode of Running from the Reaper, he thought he had a handful of comments at iTunes, and found out he was looking at the UK version, because wherever you live and downloaded the iTunes software, that is the version technically you're using. So he was only getting comments from people in that area. And then somehow he found out that there are different versions for different countries. He went in and he reset it for US, I believe. And all of a sudden, boom, he's got tons of responses. Well, I don't know what version I'm using. I'm sure it's US. But I haven't checked any other countries. Probably won't take the time to do that. But I do know that we've got listeners now in the United States and Canada regularly, the Netherlands, Israel, Japan, Scotland. I've seen some in New Zealand. These are all subscribers, so if you're one of those folks, especially in a foreign land, well, no matter where you live, if you could give me some quick comment and a rating on iTunes, I would appreciate it. Okay. I'm not sure how long this episode is going to be when I finish it, but I think I'm going to finish here in just a minute. We'll come back at the end of the run and close it out. I know you couldn't hear it. Maybe he'll do it again, but we have these yellowtail hawks near our house. Can you hear him? He's on the top of a dead tree behind the house's street behind us. And he circled over our house yesterday, making the noise. Started out in a tree and I could spot him. I was on the porch. And I could tell from the sound he was in flight. I stepped down steps and looked, and there he was, circling around. Beautiful bird, absolutely stunning. I still hear him. Okay, we just came up the last hill. I was able to push a little bit the last 6 or 7 minutes. Nothing to write home about. We're going to keep moving. Got maybe 2 or 3 minutes left. Maybe 2 minutes left. Right now we've run 1 hour and 30 minutes. Right now, 8.79 miles. So that tells me that we're under 10 minutes, but not by much. And again, this has been one that we simply want to get in the tank. Come on, Addy. Come on. Okay, we're finished. We covered 9.147 miles in 1 hour, 33 minutes, 13 seconds. That is an average pace of 10:11. Okay, so I was figuring wrong a while ago. But that's all right. The main thing is I was able to get through it. And as of a couple of weeks ago, I'm completely soaked. My shorts are not completely, but they're pretty close, and it's just so humid. Warm. It's gotten light in the last 10 minutes or so, and quite breezy. So Odie and I are going to take a little walk. But listen, thanks for being with me for this episode. Again, I appreciate you listening so very, very much, and I hope to hear from you. Send me an email. Share the information about the show with others that you know who might be interested, particularly other runners. And again, let me hear from you, and we will be seeing you again in just a few days. Have a great week, and as Porky Pig would say,
that's all, folks.
Thank you for running with me today. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. There's a lot of information there, other items that I think will enhance your listening to this podcast. Also, while you're there, sign up for the podcast with iTunes or send me an email. I encourage you to send me your questions, comments about things we've discussed in this episode, as well as information about your most recent race. If you want to include a photograph and some type of audio file, we'll be glad to share that as well in an upcoming episode. All of the music that we use in this podcast is used under a Creative Commons license and comes from sources such as MusicAlley.com, Jamendo.com, and other places. You can find information about this episode in the show notes at the blog. Again, I appreciate you being with me today. It's been good to have you along for this run. I'll look to talk to you again in 7 or 8 days. Hope to hear from you before then. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.